We're turtling along. Turtling along. There's just so much in the Bible. I mean, you can spend a long time in one place, and I, you know, as I'm teaching, you know, I try to teach in a way where, you know, to understand it when we get through, and I just think that, you know, give you everything that I know about the subject. I'm not going to hold back anything, no matter what it is or how hard it may hurt. Truth is truth, and I told the Lord a long time ago, Lord, if you'll show me the truth, I'll tell it when given the opportunity. And I'm not, you know, there's nothing keeping me from doing that, right? So, and if I'm blinded in a subject, then Lord willing, I'll get right whatever I have to do. And if I've taught something wrong, then, you know, I need to, the Holy Spirit needs to show me that and get that right as fast as possible, you know, as soon as I know. But we're just going to keep plugging through and see what the Lord has to show us. But we left off in verse 22. In the context of this chapter, if you go back in the first six verses, this is before the tribulation, the first six verses. Then you've got the Jews in the tribulation at the beginning of the tribulation, verses 7 through 14. That would be your first part of the tribulation. And then from 15 on, that is the that's going to be the last 3.5 years. And it looks like it's going to be a little more than 3.5 years. But the Great Tribulation is only going to last 3.5 years. The Bible has that already recorded. The days are there. The Antichrist is going to reign for 42 months. Okay? But the days of the Great Tribulation are there. They're already set forth in Daniel. And we're going to see that here today. But we left off in verse 22. And we'll go ahead and pray and we'll get into lesson. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words. And Father, we thank you that you've given them to us. And we pray, Lord, that we would have hearts and minds and ears and eyes to see and hear and believe your truths, Lord, and that we wouldn't reject any truth that you show us. And that's very important, and we know that that is important. We pray that we wouldn't change anything or subtract or add to. And there's warnings in the Bible set forth for those who do those things, and we don't want to be guilty of that. And we thank you, Lord, for the warnings you've given us. And now, Lord, we pray that you would just comfort those that are hurting today across this country, and we pray that you'd just give them comfort through your words, find a way to get the gospel to those that are unsaved, and we'll thank you for it when we get to heaven, Lord, and we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. Okay, verse 22. We'll start in verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time nor ever shall be. This is at this time when the Jews see what they're going to set up in the temple, set up, which looks to me like it's going to be an image, set up inside the court. They may have everything set up outside the temple to lift the image in place. Could be a crane. They could truck this image in. But regardless of that, there appears to be an image set forth in this temple, in the holy place. And we saw that the holy place would be the courtyard. And those Jews are commanded to get out of Judea when they see that and go to the mountains. Why? Because verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be, when they see that happen. Okay, verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, what does the day shorten mean? Some teach that, and there's really no proof of this, But some teach that the day time is going to be shortened, meaning the Lord's going to speed up the universe, and I mean, that may be. But it looks like, folks, that there is a determined amount of days for that Jew to be on this earth, okay, during the Great Tribulation. If you would go with me to Daniel, it's in Daniel 12 that you find this. And that Jew will have to be on the earth from the day that they see this abomination of desolation set up, the day that that sacrifice is taken away. It looks like it's taken away on the same day that the image is put up, the abomination that maketh desolate is set up, the same day that covenant is broke. Verse 11, and from the time the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Okay? And when you kind of break that out in months, it comes out to about 3.5 years, folks. It does. But read on. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. So there's a number that's thrown in there. 1,335 days. Okay? That's the amount of days that Jew has to be on this earth before the Lord comes back. And I'm going to show you how this could be. The Lord comes back. He's going to come back after the 1,335 days. However, after 1,290 days, there will be no Jew left in Judea. There's not going to be any Jew left in Jerusalem, anywhere except for the mountains. Okay? They will all have been caught. They will all have been tortured and killed. There aren't going to be any left. The Bible says that there's a desolation coming. There's a desolation coming. And so it looks to me as though it's going to take 1,290 days for this desolation to happen. That's what the Bible says. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Okay? So from that time, the beginning, till the end of the tribulation, the great tribulation, is 1,290 days. And so there's not going to be any more Jews to torture. They're all going to be in the mountains. They're all going to be there. Any Jew that was in Judea that is still alive will have been in the mountains, because that was a command that they had to leave. They had to leave. Such shall be great tribulation. And God helps that Jew escape from the Antichrist and the tribulation he sent upon them. He helps them escape. Okay? Now, the 70 years of spoken by Daniel the prophet will be fulfilled after the 1,290 days is up. It's going to be fulfilled. Yet, the Jew has to wait an extra 45 days for the Lord to come back. That's what I'm gathering out of those verses. And we're going to see that here in a couple minutes here. The Lord could have made it longer, folks. He could have made the great tribulation a lot longer. When you think about all the stuff and the foreknowledge of God, all the things that Jew was going to do to Jesus Christ when he was on this earth, if you think about all the abominations that Jew performed in the sight of their God from the day that God born them up until this point, is 3.5 years justice? Right? We deserve to go to hell, folks. We deserve to go to hell. The whole human race deserves to go to hell. And yet, God, in his foreknowledge, he knows how much one human being can take. He does. He knows how much one nation can take before they're completely wiped to oblivion. He knows the exact amount of days. And but the great tribulation will be only 1,290 days, with 42 months of those days, the Antichrist will be empowered, and then he will be cast out of the kingdom. Okay? The devil will be cast out of the kingdom. And so what it looks like here is that the Antichrist, he's going to come into the temple 45 days after the image is set up. Because the Jew has to go 1,335 days. And when you subtract 1,290 days of the Great Tribulation from that number, you end up with 45 days. Which the Antichrist will then be empowered for 1,290 days. That's 42 months. Okay? Now, I don't know the exact... I mean, you could have a day here, a day there. But when you subtract it from the end, we know that that Jew has, from the Bible here, he's got to be here 1,335 days. The Antichrist reigns for 42 months, so you have to subtract that off of the 1,335 days. So it looks like he comes into power 45 days, and he goes into the temple 45 days after that image is set up. Okay? So we went through that. So 45 days after the sacrifice ceases and the abomination that maketh desolate is set up, the Antichrist comes into the temple and he'll exalt himself above God, above every God. And he'll give the image life and he'll continue for 42 months. Revelation 13:5. That authority there is Revelation 13:5. He's given the exact amount of time that he's going to be in power for. Okay? Revelation 13:5. The Bible says, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months." That's the power that was given to him. We saw a couple weeks back that Jesus Christ has all power. And so the only way the Antichrist can get all power is Jesus Christ has to give it to him. Okay? And so he's going to have power to do things, give life to this image. Now, that Jew deserves to be wiped out just as the entire human race deserves to be wiped out. But God is merciful, folks. He's great in mercy. In fact, he would rather you... He would rather have mercy than sacrifice. He would rather show mercy and than you to bring forth all the sacrifices that you can think of. He would rather show mercy. Okay? And God will never put on somebody, not even the Jew in the tribulation, more than they can handle. 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10:13. 2 Corinthians, we all know the verse, 10:13. I hope it's this one. Is that 2 Corinthians 10? Yeah, it's 1 Corinthians 10. Sometimes I write down the wrong verse. Yeah, that's it. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape. Isn't that a blessing? Not only, folks, does he give us a way to escape, look at what he does for the Jew. He gives him a way to escape the great tribulation. if they'll believe God, if they'll get out of Judea and get to the mountains when they see this abomination of desolation set up, they'll escape the great tribulation. They'll escape. Our God found a way for us to escape tribulation, and it's found in Jesus Christ. And he found a way for that Jew to escape the tribulation, and that's the great tribulation, and that's found in Jesus Christ and trusting in his words. And if they can do that, they'll get to the end. Now, how does this Jew escape the great tribulation and endure to the end? First, he has to know God. Second, he has to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 2 Thessalonians. We've gone through those verses. Third, he has to flee to the mountains. He has to flee to the mountains. And fourth, he has to wait there until Jesus comes back. If he leaves, he's going to get caught. He has to wait there. And so how are these days shortened? God could have appointed, folks, more than 290 days of the great tribulation on that Jew. And but because he saw that no flesh would be alive, and that no flesh would be saved, that is, one would be alive when Jesus comes back. No flesh would be saved. Doesn't say anything about the soul being saved. Okay? But the soul is going to be saved if they get through that. But the Bible says no flesh shall be saved. The very next verse in Matthew that we're going to go through. But that no one would be alive that is written in the Lamb's Book of Life when the Lord comes back. No one would be alive. Look, if you would, in Revelation 13. Revelation 13, 8. This is very important. The Jew and the Gentile, when the Lord comes back, will need to have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those that are alive when he shows up. Okay? Revelation 13, 8. The Bible says, verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, that's the Antichrist, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Notice that all those that are not written in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, on this earth during the tribulation, will worship the beast, whether they have taken his mark or not. Whether they've taken the mark or not, they'll worship the beast. You can only have one master, folks, and if it's not Jesus during the tribulation, it's the anti-Jesus. It's the Antichrist. Okay? That's what the Bible says. They'll all worship him that have not have names written in the Lamb book of the book of life from the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so, but anyway, the Lord set exactly 1,290 days of great tribulation so that there would be somebody to rescue when he returned. That is the elect. And folks, the elect aren't just the Jews. The elect are everyone that is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what it is. That's what it means. If you're written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're elect. Okay? And that's it's just not set aside for one people in the tribulation. Even though God is dealing with that Jew, we know Gentiles are going to be saved. And we know how they're going to be saved. 2 Thessalonians again. Not only that, but so that the scripture would be fulfilled, folks. He set 1,290 days so that the scripture would be fulfilled and there would be a remnant of people left on this earth so that the Lord could bring them into the millennium. Okay? And not only that, but it's to show you how merciful our Lord and Savior is with a people that didn't want anything to do with God. He's still merciful. And he's still trying to save them. Just like he's still trying to save everybody that has rejected him here today on this earth. He's still trying. He's still got the plan for them. If they'll come to him. But a lot of people won't. But so what's this 45 extra days that this Jew has to wait to be blessed, as found as we read in Daniel 12:12? I'm going to shoot this idea out there to you and show you what, through the scriptures, what the Lord showed me. Okay? You don't have to believe it. You don't have to. But go with me, if you would, to Matthew 24:29. And you're going to see a verse here. 24:29. You're going to see a verse here. Now, the Bible says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Immediately after. The Jew is still here, folks. After the tribulation. Because the Lord hasn't come back to get him yet. He doesn't come back to get him until after the darkness is here. Okay? And so I'm going to suggest that Jew has to be patient and sit in darkness for 45 days, not being fed by anybody. Not being fed by God, not being fed by man. Because the Jew is promised to be fed 1,260 days in Revelation. And so what it looks like, folks, is the moment they see the abominations of desolation set up, they got 30 days. If they'll get to the mountain within 30 days, they'll have food from God. Somebody will be giving them food. And God will be moving them, those people, to give them food. And we're going to see that here in a little bit. But from that point, they will be fed 1,260 days. Okay? They got 30 days to get there. Great Tribulation starts 30 days earlier than that. So it looks like it's going to take the first Jew 30 days to get to the mountains where somebody will start feeding them. Okay, so then it's got to run its course. So the Jew is still on the earth, and the Great Tribulation has ended. He's got no more food because the days that he's going to be given food are numbered, folks. They're numbered. And the Bible isn't going to go beyond, and it's not going to be less. It's going to be right on the money. Prophecy is exact. And the Lord Jesus has proven that by his life that he lived on the earth. That prophecy will be the exact thing that the Bible says. Now, the Bible doesn't say how long the sun and moon shall be darkened, but it does give the amount of days of the Great Tribulation, and it does give a clue as to when the sun and moon shall not give their light, and that's immediately. You know what that tells me? The moment 1,290 days are up, that's it. There's no more light. There's no more sun. Giving light. There's no more moon giving light. The stars are cast down from heaven. Okay? Matthew 24:29. Now, this time period that the sun and moon are darkened, it's not considered the tribulation, folks, because it says that immediately after the tribulation of those days. It's after. It's not considered the tribulation. So we can't say that this is the shortening of the days. This is not even part of the tribulation. The Jew has to be waiting to be blessed for 1,335 days, Daniel 12:12. We already know that the tribulation is going to be 1,290 days, Daniel 12:11. So it looks like for 45 days, the long or the short of it is, the 45 days is going to be darkness in the land. And there's not going to be, nobody's going to begin giving those Jews food. Verse 23 of Matthew 24. Keep moving. Does anybody have any questions? Does it make sense? Okay. The Bible says, then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Then, when, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation. And so during the great tribulation, there's going to be people being deceived into thinking that Jesus is on earth. Why? Verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Who's the elect? Those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Folks, there's only one way that I know of to get put in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that's to trust in the Lamb and His righteousness and not your own. Okay? I'm just going to say that's the only way that I know. I haven't found any other way to get in there in the Bible. Okay? Okay. Here, there's going to be supposed Christs and prophets. Believe it not. Why not? There's going to be supposed Christs and prophets that are going to deceive with signs, folks. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, you see that the devil is given all power and all signs and lying wonders. Okay? He's given that power. And what you're going to have is the Antichrist. He's going to be claiming to be God. And he's going to have all these signs. He's going to have all power. He's going to have lying wonders. And folks, the Antichrist isn't going to care if there are other Jesuses on this earth trying to deceive that Jew. He's not going to care. He wants the Jew any way he can get him. He's not going to care that they have powers to do signs and wonders. He doesn't care. The devil only wants for you not to worship the real Jesus. He only wants that those in the tribulation don't believe and trust in Jesus, the real Jesus. And so if he can deceive those in the tribulation with his own signs, great. Great. A lot of people aren't going to be fooled by him, but they might be fooled by somebody else. Hey, they're going to be fleeing when he sets up his stuff in the Jewish temple. But others are going to come that aren't going to do that. Right? They're going to come and they're not going to do that. And they're going to be claiming to be Christ. And they're going to have power to do signs, great signs. And so are the false prophets. And they're going to be pointing to these Christs. It's not the Antichrist. There he is. This is the guy you want to come see. And they're all in league together. They're all meshed together. Again, for the devil, he doesn't care how he gets you. He only cares that he gets you. That's all he cares about. And he only cares about the end result. Do you know how he gets a Christian today? It's pretty interesting how he gets a Christian today. Somebody that's saved. He can't get their salvation. But you know what he'll do? He'll try to talk you into serving the Lord so much that you put off Jesus Christ. That you put off your relationship with Jesus Christ. That you don't spend much time in secret with Jesus Christ, like the song today said. That's what he'll do. He'll get you to think that you have to win the lost at any cost, even if it means neglecting your wife, even if it means neglecting your children. I'm just going to tell you how the devil does this. He'll bring up so many things that you can do for the Lord that you run out. Your relationship suffers with Jesus. That your relationship suffers with your wife. Hey, folks, I've been around for a pretty long time. 41. I've seen it. I've seen how you can burn out, and you just get stressed out. Hey, look at Elijah. He got stressed out. He was afraid of Jezebel. And so the Lord, what does he do? He takes his ministry away from him, gives it to somebody else. I'm just saying, it's not win the lost at any cost. There have been many preachers and Christian wives that have fallen into temptation, into the temptation of adultery and divorce, and leaving their husbands while their husbands are out winning the lost at any cost, or while the wives are out winning the lost at any cost with their sisters. It happens, folks. It happens. And that doesn't mean that you never go soul winning, but you have to manage your time. Folks, people have jobs. I'm just saying that if everybody was a preacher, the preacher would go broke. Right? The preacher would go broke. If everyone was a missionary, there would be nobody to build up the church. People have to work. People have their the Lord has set certain things in people's lives for them to do. And I don't like it. I don't like working long hours, trust me. But sometimes if you're going to have a job, you better do it. All right? But that doesn't mean you don't go win the lost. The devil's deceptions are religious. And so you have to be looking at how to stay balanced when it comes to your relationship with Jesus Christ over winning the lost at any cost. When it comes to your relationship with your wife and your children over winning the lost at any cost, or whatever service it may be. You have to be willing to adapt and to adjust. If you don't, you'll burn out and you won't be good to anybody, not your family and not yourself. Hey, if you're single, win the lost at any cost, right? But when you got other people that you are depending on you to be there and to comfort in times of trouble, you have to be there, folks. And like I said before, the Lord ordained the family before he ever ordained the church. And so you have to be balanced and figure out that balance with you and the Lord, and so you don't, your relationship with him doesn't suffer and your relationship with Jesus Christ doesn't suffer. And you still provide. You still have to provide. So anyway, we'll keep moving on. We're almost done here. But the devil, he wants to get all the Gentiles and the Jews into tribulation. And he's able to get everyone, folks, that's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you see that in 2 Thessalonians, you see everyone will believe a lie in the tribulation that's not the elect. That is, that does not receive the love of the truth that they should be saved. And the love of the truth is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in Jesus Christ, folks. I'm sorry, that's what it is. And I've been looking and looking and looking, and that's what the Lord keeps pointing at. He keeps pointing at. His son, that's it. There's no other way. Jesus said in Matthew, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that's, Matthew is something to the Jews. He's telling the Jew, you have to come through me. You got to come through me. If you come through yourself, you're not going to make it. Revelation 16. Now, we'll go ahead and stop there, folks. We'll get into the rest of this next week. I hope you see verse 22. no flesh shall be saved. Okay, no flesh. It's talking about a physical man's life. That's enduring to the end, is that you're, when Jesus comes back, the body is here for him to rescue. Okay? We'll go ahead and stop there and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of your words, how they testify of you, Lord. Even in the Old Testament, you showed the disciples how the Old Testament scriptures, you showed them everything concerning you in those scriptures, Lord. And we're thankful for that. And Father, we're thankful that you show us that you're the way. You're the way. And even to that Jew in the tribulation, you're going to be the way and the only way. And we're thankful for that. And we just pray that they grasp this, as many of them as they can, during that time, that they grasp that and that they come to you. And we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen.